Jimmy Simmons, who's the branch president in Casper, Wyoming, for the NAACP, had, as he relates it, gotten a number of disturbing phone calls from black men in the Gillette area who had been assaulted, and their belief was they'd been assaulted due to them being out with white women. And then Klan literature started showing up in Gillette, and he wanted to find out more about that or try to find out what to do to make it go away. He, you know, considered running them out of town, so to speak, or having a rally, or, you know, doing some sort of public push against that sort of activity. But instead, he said, decided we'd try to set up a dialogue and see if we could find out what was going on and who was doing it. So he found one wing of the Klan, the United Klans of America, found contact information for them, and sent them a letter asking for a meeting.
What was the mood like during this meeting? I mean, obviously, these are not people who would normally sit down and have a discussion with each other.
Yeah, it was a surreal experience to be there. Obviously, yeah, you're right. These aren't groups that would normally be talking to each other, and yet here they were on, you know, sitting across the table from each other having a conversation about some very weighty issues, and it was very straightforward. They were both very, very frank with each other. Some tough questions, some answers, including, you know, the KKK member saying things that you don't expect to hear if someone does have that kind of opinion. So he'd say these very racist things, and they just kind of sit there and float in the air, and you kind of wonder, what, did somebody just say that?
What was one of the more shocking things, in your opinion, that John Abar with the KKK said?
Well, he had quite a few things that certainly raised my eyebrow. First, he would say things about the Klan being kindly or friendly, or describing them as a group that believed in treating others like they would want to be treated, fairness, equality of all men, that kind of thing. So that was very odd to hear, just because you don't picture the Klan, of course, as a group that promotes fairness and equality, and yet there he is saying it. But then when pushed on, say, for example, interracial marriages, oh, no, we don't want that. Oh, we just want white babies, talking about seceding from the Union as if it was just something to do.
How did the folks from the NAACP respond to some of these statements or some of these opinions that he threw out there?
They'd plow ahead, kind of poking and prodding some more. The body language was interesting, though. There were a few that certainly you could see them getting more and more repulsed by this guy the more he went on saying these things.
Why do you think John Abar with the KKK agreed to this meeting?
I think that it's a push from his clan, which is the United Klans of America, to try to present themselves as different than the organization from history that also did terrible, awful things, trying to separate themselves from that violence and say, we're something new, we're something different. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not, but I think that's the perception that they were trying to get across.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened at the end of the meeting? It was a bit surprising, I think, for people.
Well, they're starting to wind down, and right at the end, he said, well, what do you think about, to John Abar, what do you think about the NAACP now? And Abar said, well, I really have more respect for the NAACP. They'd even arrange this meeting. This was great. And Simmons said, well, would you like to become a member? And it was strange to hear that. It struck me immediately as it was some kind of publicity stunt where you just kind of ambush somebody with something like that. So I just kind of expect him to say, no, but thanks. And instead, oh, no, sure, I'd be happy to join the NAACP. It was certainly a surprise to me, and I saw a few heads jerk up in the room in surprise at him saying that. It was hard to take him seriously that he was joining the NAACP because he believes in its ideological goals. It seemed like he was just, again, trying to make a point.
Now, initially, you write that the NAACP headquarters did not want this meeting to happen. So what was their reaction after the meeting happened, and especially when John Abar of the KKK actually joined the NAACP?
Rosemary Lytle, who's the president of the state conference, was not happy about this meeting taking place. She'd apparently had a discussion with Jimmy Simmons prior to this meeting to talk about it, and said that she didn't want a meeting like that to happen. So she said she first heard about it this week, that it had taken place on Saturday, and was not happy that it happened. And I talked to NAACP, a spokesman for NAACP National, their headquarters, and he pretty much washed his hands of it. He said this is a local issue. Local branch presidents have autonomy to make these kinds of decisions to talk to, set up whatever meeting they want. He didn't want to address the membership issue. I said, you know, is this something you're going to accept or not? And he didn't really want to get into that.
So overall, what were your impressions from this meeting? Was it productive at all? Do you think that it will spark something larger? Are they going to meet again?
I haven't heard that they will or not. I'm actually talking to the Imperial Wizard of the United Clans of America. So this would be John Abar's top superior. And these are questions I'm going to ask. He implied that his Grand Wizard would be happy to meet with the NAACP in Alabama, where he lives. I don't know that the NAACP would be very excited about that happening again, based on the impression I got from them.
All right. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.